The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, the voice of real estate in the Delaware Valley on WWDB AM Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Greetings, everyone. Happy Sunday morning to all of you. Welcome to another Super Sunday of Real Estate Talk on Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. It's great to be back with all of you again today, the best audience in the world. Hey, I can't thank you enough again for tuning in each week to the show. I'm honored that you welcome me into your home and car every Sunday morning. Hey, I want to let you know that beginning December 6th, the show will start a half hour earlier at 11 o'clock a.m., so be sure to make a note of that. Again, December 6th at 11 o'clock a.m. Excuse me. Hey, I want to do a quick shout-out to Jake Mulholland. He just texted me about how much he likes the show. So, Jake, shout-out to you, and thank you so much for listening to the show every week. I really appreciate that. Julie Pelley with Creative Staging is joining me here today. Good morning, Julie. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. How are you, Paul?
Great, great. Hey, thanks for taking the time to come to the studio this morning.
My pleasure,
and
thanks.
It's great to have you back on the show. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. Thanks for having me.
Sure, sure. How was your weekend doing so far?
So far, so good.
Okay.
So far, so good.
Great, great. You know, we had a quiet weekend, which is rare for us, but I know that come the holidays, you know, which are coming up quickly, it's going to be really crazy in our family soon. So,
oh, absolutely. I can't wait.
Yeah, well, I mean, we have probably the whole holiday planned out so far, so it's going to go by fast, and just can't wait for Santa Claus to come here, and the kids are excited already.
Absolutely.
You know? So, Julie, what are some of the things we're going to cover today?
Well, I think we're going to talk about staging during the holidays.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's a great time to prepare your house.
Sure.
Number one, for the spring market, but it's also a good time to market your house now.
Yeah.
We're anxious about talking about that.
Okay. Terrific. And, you know, with this time change, I don't know how many of you are having trouble with that, but our kids are having trouble as usual with the time change, either moving it up or moving it back. So it's been one of those things we've been adjusting to this week. And, you know, the Eagles are back on again this week, at Dallas, and real big, big game. You looking forward to watching that game?
Absolutely, and I have a good feeling about it. We're going to win.
All right, great, great. Let me check in with my producer, Tony. He gives a thumbs up also, so I feel the same way. It's going to be a great game, and I think it's a big, big game that they really have to win.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I appreciate all the great feedback I received from last week's show with Mary Spencer with Univest Bank. She talked about reverse mortgages, which is a real hot topic right now, Julie. And, you know, if any of you missed the show last week, be sure to listen into the podcast on the show at retodayshow.com. That's our website. Again, it's retodayshow.com. Also want to mention about a summit that's coming up, the Delaware Valley Summit for Health, Wealth, and Personal Development. If you're into wealth and personal development, it's going to be a great conference, and it's going to be held on Friday the 13th. So Friday, November 13th, from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Franklin Commons at 400 Franklin Avenue in Phoenixville, PA. So they have some two great speakers in. James Spooner, who is the senior instructor from the Napoleon Hill Foundation, he's going to be there. And Rock Thomas, I heard him speak at a conference last May. He's an entrepreneur and an investor and a self-made millionaire. He's going to be on the program also. So, hey, if you have an interest in the program, give me a call, 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. A special shout-out also to all my listeners from Wilmington. Dominique Mason contacted me about buying a home in the Wilmington area. She's moving into the area from Ohio, and she's listened to our show a couple times. And I put her in touch with one of my top agent referral network who specializes in Wilmington. And she's looking forward to buying her new home. So good luck there, Dominique. I'm sure it's going to work out real fine for you. Hey, the fall market continues to be strong. There's still some time available to buy a home and be in there for the holidays. And I have a couple of people that are wrapping up this week with making offers, and looking forward to hearing how that's going to work. So if you're interested in making a move sometime this year, be sure to give me a call, 215-778-9687. And make sure you ask about my Buy a Home in One Day program. It's a great program, and a lot of buyers are now taking advantage of that program. Congratulations also to Alberta and Denise on buying their first home this week. They're real excited, and they're going to close on their home about 2 weeks before Christmas. So they're real excited about getting in there. They got a great home, and we're able to negotiate a fabulous price for them. Also want to congratulate Ed for getting his home sold in just a couple days. I put together a great marketing program for him, and it worked wonders. His house was ready to go when he first called me. He priced it right on target for his neighborhood. And I did a couple of the unique marketing strategies for him, and it brought everything together real quick for him, and he's very pleased about that. Hey, if you have any real estate needs or questions about selling your home, buying, or investing, be sure to email me at paul@paulrosso.com or call me at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687. As you know, in addition to the radio show, I love helping sellers, buyers, and investors, with all their real estate needs. I've had the good fortune of being the trusted real estate advisor and champion for hundreds of clients over the last 28 years. I'm always committed to serving you with your real estate needs with my 5-star client first service. So if you're looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate, be sure to give me a call first, 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. Hey, I'd love to hear from you during the show today. There are several ways you can join in the conversation. You can call into the show with your questions on my office line at 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. And you can text me on my mobile line, 215-778-9687 also. Hey, you can join us on Twitter at RE Today Show and on Facebook, like our Facebook page, RE Today Show. So once again, you're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB Talk 860 AM. So let's get the show started. I want to bring back my guest, Julie Pelley, to can we talk about some home staging. So Julie, can you give us a little background about yourself?
Well, I've been staging homes since 2002, so we're coming up on our 14th year right now.
Wow, goes by quick, doesn't it?
It really does. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work, and it pays off. It really, the homes that we stage are selling now in an average of 27 days.
And that's awesome.
You can't ask for anything more than that.
Yeah, definitely. So to become a home stager, did you go through like qualifications, training programs?
It's funny. I really started out in interior design,
okay,
and through the years, it sort of transformed itself. And honestly, this is the antithesis of that. It's more interior undesign, and
right.
That's the successful way of staging a home, is when someone with any kind of taste feels like they can move right in.
Yeah,
and so it works out well.
Great. And your company's Creative Staging?
Creative Staging.
Okay.
Yeah, we're based out of Bucks County, but we serve the entire Delaware Valley.
All right. Excellent. So we're coming up to the holidays, and a lot of people will still have a home on the market or, getting ready to get their home on the market. What are some staging tips they can, you recommend for people who have their home on the market during holidays? Because, believe it or not, a lot of people think it's a bad time to sell their home, but the reality is it's a great time because the buyers that are out there now looking for homes are very serious buyers.
Exactly.
The lookers are going to wait for it to the holidays to look for a home. So, what kind of recommendation do you have for sellers who are staging a home for the holidays, as far as how much decorations, what type of decorations, things like that?
Well, there's a lot, there's a lot of different ways of approaching it.
Okay.
And as you said, this is the time of year when buyers are serious. People have to buy and sell at all times.
Right.
There's relocations, there's everything. So if your house isn't on the market, it's not going to sell. And a lot of our clients will start now. We've had houses sell on Christmas Eve. But the goal is, I think, to not go overboard with the decorations at this point. I mean, you don't want to compete with the Griswolds at this year. keep it a little subdued. Keep it simple. But you're really setting the scene. When a buyer comes into your house, they're imagining themselves in there.
Right.
So if they can imagine their families spending holidays for years to come, you've got somebody serious. They make a connection with the house, and that's all good. So subtle decorations, certainly still decorate, create a warm environment, and it's really a positive. It's in your favor at that point.
Yeah, I mean, it's a festive time of year. Mm-hmm. You know, homes are looking really sharp usually during Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And, I think it's a great time to be selling a home. And like you said, you know, people can imagine themselves spending the holidays in that home when they do that.
And as long as the decorations aren't taking away from what you're actually selling.
Sure.
And just complementing it, it's really an excellent opportunity for sellers right now.
Okay, terrific. And, you know, spring market's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Not too far down the road, you know, and it's funny talking at the start of or mid-fall and getting ready for winter that we're talking about the spring market. But, you know, I know myself, I think, I look at the winter market as a great market, too. And I have a lot of people put their home on the market in January because you have less competition. When you have less competition, you have a better chance of your house selling. And if you have a better chance of your house selling, you're going to get a better price for the house because you don't have as much competition. But, you know, if you're thinking about putting your house on the market beginning of next year, now's a great time to get started with the staging. What do you think?
The first thing I would suggest to sellers is to have the repairs done now, minor repairs. And bring a stager in and let us look through. We can prioritize and give them ideas of what we think is going to be an issue and what maybe isn't such a big deal. Another thing I would tell almost every seller is to remove your wallpaper. And I know that there is tasteful wallpaper. I know you loved it. I know. But it's just really a deal killer right now, and I can't stress that enough. And a lot of sellers will say, maybe they'll like my wallpaper. They won't. They just won't. It's very personalized. And, you know, the same reason that a lot of people don't want to remove it, they're afraid of the cost, they're afraid of this, is the reason a buyer's going to hesitate.
Sure. A couple years ago, I had a house that the entire house was wallpaper, and the seller refused to do anything. And we had about 10 people in the first 2 weeks, and they all had a concern about the wallpaper. Mm-hmm. We took the house off the market for about 10 days. All the wallpapers were removed, all painted nice, and the house sold within the next week. So,
I believe it. It's absolutely.
Yeah, you know, it's just you have the house, have to have the house ready for you know, what the buyers are looking for today, you know.
And, that's it.
And, you know, I'm not sure what your thoughts are. You know, I've seen, like, I know for us, we have wallpaper in, like, our powder room, but it's, like, a very small area that has it. And, you know, people will accept that if it's small. But, if, you know, especially if it's throughout the entire house or throughout the whole one whole floor, it's really going to be a difficult sale. Like you said, it's the cost. The buyers know to take it down, and then, you know, they're going to have to repair the walls if they take it down. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're not going to venture into that.
No, and everyone's heard, you know, the horror stories where it comes off in one-inch pieces in a two-story foyer, and they don't want to deal with that.
Right.
So now's the time to do that. I think declutter now.
Okay.
It's a time-consuming process, and especially when you're doing your own decluttering, because you get caught up in what you're looking at. If you don't have someone helping you, I mean, that's something certainly we can help with. But if you're doing it on your own, start now. And it's time to – the more that you have out, the more buyers are going to subconsciously or and incorrectly assume you have insufficient storage. The other thing is they're going to get caught up in looking at your stuff, and you're not selling your stuff. So the streamlined – everybody wants to live in a streamlined house. And when you present that, it's the lifestyle they're looking for. They'll connect with that. So that's all good. Okay. And as you just mentioned prior, you know, strategize the timing. When I first started this, everybody was, you know, well, let's get our houses on the market in March.
Right.
Then it went to Super Bowl Sunday. And now I have people right now booked for the first week of January. They want to get on there when no one else is there. The competition is not as fierce.
Yeah, I mean, last year I had a couple, you know, and they called me out in October. And I recommended, you know, that they do a couple things to the house. And, you know, they thought I was crazy putting their house on the market in January. But, you know, they put their house on the market in January. They got a great price. They got two offers in the first week. And they were tickled pink.
Sure.
You know, we went out, found them a nice house, and they moved in. And, you know, it's going to be their forever house now. You know, it's a rancher, backs up to a golf course. They're real excited. Mm-hmm. And they thought I was nuts when I first mentioned about putting up in January. But, you know, they realized after they got over that, you know, they were in a position to have less competition mm-hmm. in an area where in the spring they typically have a number of homes on the market near development. And they were the only ones on the market.
Right.
And it's, they have a great development. We did a nice presentation, and it worked out really well for them. So, yeah, timing is important, and early timing is good a lot of times.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. I if it's not on the market, it's not going to sell. So
yeah, definitely.
Get it up.
So the other thing that everyone's faced with is, you know, we live in an HGTV world now mm-hmm. for selling homes. And, you know, you get this false sense of what, you know, how the whole process works. Mm-hmm. My wife loves to watch those shows because every buyer buys within three homes. And, mm-hmm. you know, the reality is they probably didn't buy that in three homes, but that's all they show on
right.
the show there. But the other thing about the HGTV is, and some of the other stations, is you know, how the homes look when they're on the market.
Oh, yeah.
And they look gorgeous. And I think it's distorting things a little bit for home buyers. And what's your thoughts on that?
It's absolutely distorting because I think 99% of us live in what HGTV shows as the before photo.
Right.
But buyers want the after. And if
yeah.
you present them with an after photo or something similar to it, it's key. You know, your house is not going to stay on the market. And we have ways of creating that, cost-effective ways. You don't need to spend a fortune, but there are certain key things and key points that you really should do. You know, again, and we go through that with them. And at this point, a lot of buyers, most of them are working, both parties are working. They don't want to stay home and wait for the contractors to come, and they don't want to necessarily have to customize something to their tastes.
Sure.
They want it already done for them, and the property brothers are giving that to them, or so they think.
Right.
So, you know, HGTV has definitely revolutionized. I've seen in the last 5 years even what a difference it's made. And what buyers expect.
Sure, definitely. So, Joe, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit more about home staging and some of the mistakes sellers make, you know, mm-hmm. In selling their home, and how home staging may be able to help them through those mistakes. So we'll be right back with more with Julie Pelley with Creative Staging on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned for more.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home. So grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaul, R-O-S-S-O.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Valle Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. And I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to help you find the perfect home, negotiate the best price and terms for you, and this helps save you thousands of dollars in unnecessary repairs and costly mistakes. So if you're looking to buy a house, be sure to give me a call, 215-778-9687. Hey, I'm thrilled to have you with us today. I hope you're enjoying the show and the Super Sunday morning. Hey, be sure to join us on Facebook at RE Today Show. And again, a reminder that the show will begin at 11 o'clock starting December 6th, so please make a note of that. Also want to tell you about our Heroes Home Advantage program. It's a real estate rebate program for anyone who qualifies as a hero. And those who are eligible are anybody in the military, teachers, law enforcement, firefighters, and emergency personnel, healthcare professionals, and active, retired, and veterans qualify for the program. So you can save up to $5,000. So if you or anyone you know is eligible for the Heroes Home Advantage program, give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. We'll continue our discussion with Julie Pelley with Creative Staging, and we're talking about home staging. Hey, if you have any questions for Julie, you can reach us or give a call or text us at 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. So, Julie, I was reading an article in the Realtor magazine recently, and they talked about the 10 biggest mistakes sellers make when they sell their home. And I'd like to go over those 10 with you and get your thoughts about each one of those.
Absolutely.
If I could. So the number 10 they had down was bake cookies right before your open house.
Well, that was the school of thought maybe 5 years ago.
Long time ago.
Bake bread, bake cookies. I actually recommend against that. I think that right now your house should almost smell like nothing.
Yeah, fresh.
Nothing is better because you don't know what kind of, you know, buying a house, again, it's emotional and it's, you know, it involves the senses, it's sight, it's smell. You don't want to eliminate anybody for anything. If your house smells too much like something, what are they covering up? What are they hiding? Why are they doing this? So nothing is good. And, you know, we generally approach it from that school of thought.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I know, you know, when I show homes, the, you know, buyers know that exactly. They think that if you're baking bread, that you're covering up something.
And the number one killer is cigarette smoke. I can't tell you. You know, and I've had clients say, well, I only smoke in the garage. I only smoke outside. It's, you know, people are sensitive to that. It's really the time, if it's at all possible, don't do that now.
Right, and if you smoke, you know, if you're smoking in front of the house, they may sense it, especially if you just did smoke. They're going to sense it as they walk into the house.
Right.
And then they're going to think that you smoke inside the house also.
Absolutely. Animal smells, smoke, not good.
And, you know, I hear the same thing, not just with bacon things, but with candles also.
Yeah.
A lot of times people think something's being covered up there also.
For sure.
Yeah. So the next one was my house won't sell unless it has plants in it.
Well, yeah, I saw that. Certainly a green plant here and there is in an occupied house where you're going to be able to take care of it is not a horrible thing. Now, I've also been in houses where it's just so overwhelming. You feel like you're in Longwood Gardens, and, you know, that's going to take away. They actually make the rooms look smaller. I was in a home recently where the plants were beautiful, but I missed the outdoors. They had a huge bay window full of plants, and you couldn't see past them.
Right.
And, you know, I could just see buyers describing that house as the one with the plants in it. And that's really not, you're not selling your plants. I think it, you know, scale back on everything, not just plants. It's not the time to go overboard with anything. Less is more. So yeah. I would say probably.
Simple as in, right?
Simple as in. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, definitely. So here's one that I hear an awful lot from my sellers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they can't see past such and such, then they don't deserve to buy my house.
Well, you know, I know. And it's hard because when you own a house, it's an extension of yourself. It's, you know, it's your home. You love it. And It's hard to admit that maybe buyers want something else, but they are in your house for such a short amount of time. And for them to walk into a room and just get a sense like, oh, this room's really closed in. When if they just took a door off, if you take the door off, open it up, give it an open feel, you know, doing little things sometimes, it's all about marketing. It's a product on the market. You want to make sure it shows its best. And, you know, as far as deserving to buy your house, you know, that's it's a strong word, deserve.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's funny because, you know, if they were to sell a used car, they'd go out and get a clean wax.
Mm-hmm. You'd get a detail.
Detailed everything, yeah.
And you can detach yourself from your car, but I think it's harder for sellers to detach themselves from their home. And it's just the key to getting the house sold is to view it as a product on the market. Don't take it personally. I've removed things from sellers' homes that I thought were very nice, but for various reasons, it needs to come out. And so buyers can see actually what's being sold.
Yeah, definitely. And, mm-hmm. and you know, buyers see what they see. They can't see beyond things. I've been doing this a long time, mm-hmm. and it's the same thing. You know, they just can't see. Or if they can see it, and they can see past it, they're going to see past it, provided the dollar amounts
right.
adjust for that. You know,
right, exactly.
So, you know, why take that risk? You know, it's going to affect your price in order for them to see past it.
Yeah, it's not the time to dig your feet in on something and be stubborn about it. Just bite the bullet and do it. And again, you know, as I said before, they're in the house for such a short amount of time before they make a huge decision. So
right.
We want to put everything in your favor.
Right. Sure.
As a seller.
Sure. The next one they mentioned is about, I can just lightly stage this room and it'll work.
You know, and sometimes I'd rather see the room with nothing in it sometimes. It just looks awkward when you walk into a room and you see a table, a chair, and a lamp.
Right.
You know, and even like, buyers need to know. The key to staging a room is, number one, show the room's purpose. And show the room's true size, and then, of course, show it in its best light.
Right.
But if I have to look up to see if there's a chandelier in a room, it's like, am I in the dining room? Where am I? It's just not optimal. And a lot of times, too, and I'm sure you've seen this as well, vacant rooms look smaller than they actually are. You would think that an empty room would look large, but that's not the case.
Right.
So when we put size-appropriate furniture in there and appropriate to the style of the room and the purpose of the room, it's key.
Okay.
You know, but builders, for example, they could leave their houses empty. It's pristine, but they don't. You know, stage, they decorate. You're selling a lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, all the models will be decorated to the hilt.
Exactly.
You know, for sure. And one of the recommendations sometimes I mention to people, especially if they're selling a high-end home, is to go out and look at new construction, look at the models and see what you're competing with, and then come back and make a decision whether or not you want to compete or not compete with those new homes that some buyers are going to be looking at in lieu of looking at your home there. Mm-hmm. So definitely a major point there. So, Julie, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to get into, we still have six more mistakes that sellers make with selling their home. So we'll be right back with more with Julie Pelley with Creative Staging. Stay tuned with Real Estate Today with Paul Ross, so we'll be right back.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402. For a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation. Or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Valle Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rossa with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to have you join us today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. This show is also streamed live on our website at retodayshow.com. Our call number, if you have any questions or comments, is 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. You can follow us on Twitter at RETodayShow. Hey, just another quick reminder, the show will begin at 11 o'clock starting December 6th, 11 a.m. So be sure to make a note of that. And we'll continue our discussion with Julie Powell with Creative Staging. And we're in the middle of about an article in Realtor Magazine talked about the 10 biggest mistakes sellers make when they're selling their home. And Julie, we covered four of them before the break, and I want to finish up the rest of them. You know, next item they talked about, another mistake they talked about, is I'm paying for the staging. You should only stage with things I like. That's the seller saying that.
Yeah, honestly, I probably hear this once or twice a week, and
okay. Figure that.
Yeah, it's a biggie, yeah. And it's, you know, again, it goes back to where the homeowner loves their home, and you know, certainly they've decorated it and fixed it the way they want, but staging right. is not decorating; it's undecorating. And when you call me and you tell me you have a seller that needs my services, we talk about the demographic of the likely buyer. Who's going to buy this house? Is it, you know, a condo in the city with a 30-year-old coming in? Is it, you know, a New Hope house? Is it a Doylestown house, a family house? And they all get a different look. And okay. chances are the house right now is such a reflection of the seller's personality, and they may not be demographically what's going to buy the house. So it does need to be altered, and you know, I explain that the best I can to them, but it's marketing a product, and that's what it's all about.
Right, and it's delicate when I talk to sellers, you know, and talk about, you know, need to bring in a stager, because, you know, they have a house and they've decorated it over the years, and they might have redecorated before they retired into mm-hmm. their own look, which might have been 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And that would be great for, you know, if they're selling it to someone at their age range right. who may have the same taste, but they're selling it to a move-up buyer probably.
For sure.
And move-up buyers looking at different, you know, looking for a different look.
And I always hear, I can't tell you how many times they've heard, my friends tell me my house needs nothing. I'm crazy yes. for calling you. And then I find out,
I know their conversation.
Yes. And their friends, you know, as it turns out, they're, you know, maybe they're same age and their houses all look the same, but that's not who you're appealing to. I mean, think about it. When we bought our houses, we didn't want to buy our parents' house. You want your own look, your own style. And right now, honestly, the Pottery Barn look is what sells. And we try and incorporate that the best we can, you know, depending on the house and
sure.
if it's appropriate. But to incorporate that into houses, and that's a real trigger point with buyers. They love to see that. That's probably what they have now, and they want to fit that right in. So it's not, you know, it's nothing personal, and chances are the homeowner's items in the house is beautiful for them.
Right.
But it's time to change.
Yeah, and another delicate issue is, you know, the home, you know, I go out and meet a home stager, and they tell me they stage their home themselves. And when I look at it, I realize it's not the way it needs to be staged.
Right.
And, you know, that's one of the difficult scenarios that we have, because how do you tell someone who tells you they staged their house that it really needs another staging by a professional?
Yeah. And, you know, over 14 years, I've sort of perfected the way of telling people that. And, you know, we do talk. We just explain, again, it's a product on the market. It's not a reflection of your decor.
Right. And that's exactly what it is. It's a product, and you're selling the product, and you want to get the best price for your product.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. So the next one is the style staging should match the style of the house.
Well, in certain sense, you know, in certain times, that's actually true. Like when I, you know, if I'm doing a Bucks County farmhouse, let's say, for example, somebody buying that is buying a lifestyle. And yes, we like to incorporate as much as we can to go with that. But for the most part, no. I mean, if I, you know, we go into a house and it's all early American, and somebody with differing tastes and who's not imaginative and will walk in and have a hard time figuring out how they're going to customize that. It just doesn't feel like anything they're ever going to be able to connect with, live in easily, and they just can't fathom it. So when we go in, we try and show, you know, I've walked into bathrooms that are, you know, 1960s blue. There are ways I have of updating them without having the buyer, without having the seller totally renovate the bathroom. We can make it look really updated. And it's, okay. It's key. It's key to show versatility of a house.
Sure. Next mistake they talked about in the article is we should make everybody take their shoes off before they enter the house.
I know. I don't know how you feel on that one, too. It's a tough one. It's a tough call, because now I've actually seen someone fall with socks on a hardwood floor that they weren't expecting to be walking on, which was a disaster. But that aside, you know, the school of thought is people should be comfortable in the house, and you have to hope that they're going to use some sort of common sense, and if they've just stepped in a puddle, not walk on your carpeting. But, you know, the goal is to have people feel comfortable, welcome, and not put them off when they first walk in the front door.
Yeah, and, you know, what I try to do is, you know, if I have a house that the seller wants everybody to take their shoes off, if I put a note under the agent's remarks, and, you know, the buyer's aware before they even enter the house that they're going to have to take their shoes off.
Right.
And,
I've seen the booties there.
Right.
I actually carry a pair of socks around with me in case it's in the summer or whatever.
Sure.
But I'm always, you know, I'm prepared. I'll do it, but sometimes it's hard when you ask prospective buyers to do it.
Yeah.
So,
especially if they have holes in the socks, right?
Exactly. I've had that happen. But, yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right. Next one is we should pull out the staging as soon as the house goes pending.
Right. Yeah.
And what they mean by that, excuse me, I'm sure they mean as far as if furniture's brought in for staging, you know, lamps, furniture, other furniture.
Right. And it's, you know, we don't bring items into every house.
Sure.
If the house is occupied, a lot of times people have too much stuff, we're taking it out. And, you know, our first line of defense is to use what the homeowner owns.
Okay.
But sometimes there's, you know, supplemental things needed. Sometimes we're staging vacant houses. And that's why I have a warehouse of furnishings, accents, accessories. I probably have 30 different living rooms, are all brand new, but we use those for staging. Now, 5 years ago, things used to get pulled out. It was like, I got the phone call. We got an offer today. Let's go. That's changed lately. I think especially with some of the inspection issues that are more prevalent now, like with the stucco and things that are going wrong, you know, it makes sense. And I'll work with my clients, too. If they say, I need this for an extra week, it's fine. You know, it makes sense. I've restaged houses in the past, and I don't like to do that.
Yeah, and, you know, if a buyer goes in and then, you know, sees this great-looking house, and then a week later goes in for the inspection and doesn't look good, you know, in addition, now you have a down thought in their minds because the house doesn't look the same, and then you have, on top of that, you're going to have inspection issues.
Right.
And the combination could, you know, worked for a buyer to just pull out the transaction altogether.
And the thing is, too, when they're staging items in there, and certainly staging is not meant to hide flaws. It's actually meant to accentuate rooms and accentuate the selling features.
Right.
But when things are gone, you can't help but notice every single, oh, there's paint mars, there's this, there's that. And it's, you know, just not something that you really want going on. If you can just wait an extra week, wait a little bit longer,
definitely,
it makes sense.
Yeah, and people are, you know, a lot of buyers, they come back in they're taking some pictures of the house now, mm-hmm. and, you know, if the furniture's not in there, you know, the house doesn't look the way they bought it, mm-hmm. they're not going to want to take pictures. And, you know, I find if the buyer starts taking pictures, it just makes them a little bit more committed to the house also, because, you know, in today's world, they're going to post those pictures during the inspection.
Sure. Yeah, you don't want them disenchanted. Let's just hang on to it for another week and everything will be
sure.
good.
Definitely, yes. So we have two more mistakes that buyers make. But before we get to those, we're going to take another break. So we'll be right back with more with Julie Pelley with Creative Staging on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned for more.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Why the long face, Joe?
I'm supposed to move soon, but I just can't seem to sell my house. I've been on the market for over 10 months, and my agent hasn't called me back in weeks. I don't know what to do.
Call Paul.
What?
Call Paul. I had the same problem until I called Paul Rosso of RE/MAX Properties. When I called Paul, I had buyers lining up to see my home, and because they were all competing for the home, I was able to sell my home for more than my asking price.
More?
That's right, more. Paul Rosso has sold hundreds of homes in the greater Philadelphia region over the last 25 years. As a certified home selling advisor and certified negotiation expert, Paul's developed a proven home selling system that is designed to sell your home for top dollar quickly. He offers an easy exit contract and a communication guarantee.
Wow! Tell me how to call Paul.
Just dial 215-968-7402.
215-968-7402. Got it.
You can also visit Paul on the web at paulrosso.com. That's PAULROSSO.com. Paul Rosso is your trusted real estate advisor if you want to sell your home for top dollar fast.
I'm calling Paul right now.
Hi, this is Manny and Jessica, and we just wanted to let you guys know how much a fantastic agent Paul Rosso is. He helped us buy our first house many, many years ago, and he just helped us buy our second house. We used to live in Philly, and we were looking for something bigger for our two children and also a better school district. And Paul was very professional and punctual, I would say, was very knowledgeable about our options and where to look and what to do. We were very happy with his service and his patience with us. He was always there to help us through with any questions and, you know, areas and suggestions. And I would definitely recommend Paul to anyone looking to buy a house or to sell a house.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM and WWDBAN.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. And I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to sell your home for up to 18% more than traditional real estate agents. Hey, our call number for the show, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. If you're on Facebook, like our Facebook page, RE Today Show. And you can always listen to the show on your smartphone or tablet with the TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps. Hey, just a quick reminder again, the show will begin at 11 o'clock a.m. starting December 6th, so be sure to make a note of that. Hey, just a quick news item here. It looks like the Bank of Mom and Dad continues to grow in importance. Young home buyers, you know, and a lot of buyers I work with, you know, looking for down payment help and turning to their parents for that help. And, you know, the use of loans from the parents and gifts from family and friends to help purchase a house rose significantly during the recession back in, 2005, 6, 7, and 8. You know, in 2007, 8% of homes were bought with assistance and gifts from family and friends, and it moved up all the way up to 21%. of homes bought in 2009 were involved, you know, some kind of assistance from family and friends, generally, you know, from the parents. Well, that number has moved up higher, even higher today. You know, 27% of first-time buyers in 2013 received a cash gift from relatives or friends for a down payment, according to the National Association of Realtors. That's up from 24% in 2012, and also marks the highest share since the National Association of Realtors began tracking such data in 2009. So, you know, that's a common thing. Buyers are getting money from parents, usually as a gift, and there's certain things that are required with a lender if a buyer gets that gift, so you always need to check with your realtor and also check with your lender as to how to go about receiving a gift from a parent or a family member or friend, you know, things like that. So we're talking again with Julie Pelley with Creative Staging about staging a home. We're in the middle to talk about an article that was in Realtor Magazine. It talked about the 10 biggest mistakes sellers make when selling their home. So, Julie, we're going to get to the last two here. Another one I hear quite often is staging can fix anything in the house.
Well, I wish that was true, but it's not. Yeah, it's not often. And professionally, you know, I will tell a homeowner, if your house is full of wallpaper, if you have serious damage to something, my putting furniture in there is not going to help you. You've really got to address those things first. And in all good conscience, I just couldn't do that. So we will prioritize. Okay. We'll let them know what needs to be done. And, the goal is for everyone is to get the house sold. So that's our priority.
Definitely. And the biggest misconception that sellers have when selling their home is that staging's easy.
Yeah, and that goes back to even when you said, you know, you have homeowners that say, I staged it myself.
Yes.
What they don't see is what goes on behind the scenes. I mean, we go in, we offer the free staging consultation. I go through the house, I take notes, I take photos, and I pore over them, and I look and see, we come up with a plan of action. If the homeowner decides to proceed with us, I'm studying those photos. We're working in our warehouse. We're selecting items, size appropriate, style appropriate. There's a lot that goes into it. It's not just furniture in a house for the sake of furniture. Okay. So it's a lot of work.
Yeah, you know, I mean, people think our job's easy, too, with selling homes.
Oh, I know it's not.
Yeah, and, you know, my wife used to think, oh, all it is go out, show some homes, sell them, and everything's good. And now she sees everything behind the scenes.
Right.
And a lot of people do that, too. You know, a number of agents or buyers that helped with buying a house, you know, got into the real estate business and thought it was, you know, just looking at homes all day, and
sure.
It's not. And
no.
So, you know, same thing with your job. I mean, you have a lot to go through. You need to know, you know, as you mentioned, you know, who's the potential buyer for this house, what kind of furniture, mm-hmm. what kind of style are they looking for, mm-hmm. You know, with doing things. So that's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Julie, one thing, I want to get into how to choose a home stager, but is there anything else about home staging that we haven't covered yet you'd like to talk about?
No, I think we've really, you know, mentioned it all. And once again, as soon as a homeowner can detach themselves from the house and no longer look at it as their home, but their house.
Sure.
You know, they'll always have their home, their memories, but now it's just something that needs to be sold. It's their largest asset.
Right.
So let's market it properly for sale.
Yeah, and, you know, the one thing I usually suggest to sellers is, you know, or mention sellers is, you know, the way you live in a home and the way you sell a home are two different things. And
yeah.
The sooner you realize that, the quicker your house is going to sell and the more money you're going to get for the house.
Absolutely. Don't
Definitely.
Take it personally.
Yes.
It's just, it's all about marketing.
Yeah. So we have a few minutes left. I want to get into, you know, how should someone go about choosing a home stager?
Okay. Well, there's a couple different things you can do.
Okay.
I think references, you know, the realtors, a lot of the realtors in the area will recommend my services, which I'm fortunate in that, and I'm very grateful. But talk to the realtors, talk to other people who have used stagers.
Okay.
Make sure they show you their portfolio. Look at the befores and afters. I know on my website and on my Facebook page, I'm constantly updating that so people can see the work that I do. There's a lot of courses out there. There's weekend courses, and suddenly you're a stager, and it's so much more than initials behind a name. It's somebody who really understands the market, understands what they're doing, and works hard at it. I, you know, my, I, there's no glamour in this. I work boots and steel-toed shoes, and we show up to work. And it's look at what you're going for. Make sure they've had a lot of jobs that they've done before.
Okay.
And even insurance, liability insurance is key because they're touching things in your house. They're moving things. We're packing things. We're doing, touching your possessions. Make sure that the person is, fully covered in that.
Okay. Now, should there be a contract signed?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And, with my clients, what I will do is I'll give them a proposal, and if they decide they want to proceed, I then reiterate everything in the contract. So there are no surprises. They know what rooms we're addressing, what we're putting in, what we're doing, and no one has, there's never any hidden costs. We don't, make sure that all of that is written down. You just don't want any surprises.
Okay. And, do most home stages will have contractors that can do a lot of the work that may be necessary?
Absolutely. And I know I have, people that I've worked with, I have painters. First of all, my moving team, if I didn't mention them, they would, they're the best guys in the world. Ron, Joe, Scott, these guys have been with me for 14 years.
Okay.
And I trust them to go in there and do what needs to be done. I have painters with whom I've worked forever, and they realize they are not painting. They do an excellent, excellent job, but they know they've got to get in there quickly. They've got to get it done. Time is always of the essence.
Yeah.
And, it's just people rely on your stager to provide you with some names for estimates. Certainly, if you have people that you use and you trust, go for it. But, now's the time to get it done quickly, and get it done right.
Okay, excellent. And we have about 1 or 2 minutes left, and no, I just lost my train of thought there. sorry about that. So,
well, if anyone wants to contact me.
Yeah, let me get into that because my mind just went blank there. I had one more question for you, and I forgot what it was. But anyway, yes, how can they reach out to you? Thank you.
you're welcome. A couple different ways. My call the office at 267-241-4104.
Okay.
I'm happy to schedule. My consultation is always at no cost. With that, I will go out to the house. We'll get back with a written report, just detailing my thoughts, my observations, and a plan of action. At that point, the homeowner can certainly implement the plan themselves, but they're also given the option to bring us in to do as much or as little as they would like. Our Facebook page, it's facebook.com/creativestaging.
All right.
And, of course, the website, www.creative-staging.com.
Okay. And I did think of it. Sometimes the mind gets off a little bit. And I should have wrote it down, but the cost for staging a house, it's not really not necessarily prohibitive.
No, it's not thousands of dollars
right.
by any means. And it's, again, it's one of the reasons I offer the free staging consultation, because even in 14 years, no two houses have ever been the same.
Right.
And we'll prioritize, we'll work within a client's budget, we'll do what needs to be done. And it's, you don't expect, though, that you're going to be spending thousands of dollars. It just doesn't happen.
Right. Great. So, Julie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And it was a great show today. Very informative. Sorry, I forgot that last question. I couldn't believe it, but sometimes the memory goes there. I should have wrote it down. I try to remember that all the time. But anyway, it was a great show. I think our audience is really going to love it. And we're looking forward to next time you're on the show. So
my pleasure.
Great. Thank you. So we wrap up another great real estate show today. Hope you enjoyed the show. I want to thank my guests again, Julie Pelley with Creative Staging. We have another great show planned for next week. Hey, I look forward to helping a couple of clients today who are looking to get their home on the market. So it's going to be a busy day for me today. I want to thank all of you again for tuning in on the Super Sunday morning and early afternoon for some real estate talk. Hey, have a great remainder of your Sunday. Go Eagles. And thank you for my producer, Tony, for another great show. Appreciate that as always, Tony. Hey, be sure to like our Facebook page, RE Today Show, and you can also follow us on Twitter at RE Today Show. Once again, my name is Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with Remax Properties. And I help sellers, buyers, and investors in Bucks County, Philadelphia, and Eastern Montgomery County areas. So let me know how I can help you or anyone you know. You can give me a call, my cell phone at 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. If you're outside of my market area, I can refer you to a great agent, my referral network. And if you know, I do refer you to an agent, I stay involved in the transaction to make sure you receive the best possible service. Hey, if you have any questions or concerns about real estate, any real estate needs, again, give me a call, 215-778-9687. Please continue to spread the word about the show to your family and friends. If you're interested in being a sponsor or an advertiser on the show, give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Be sure to check out all our past shows on our website, retodayshow.com. That's retodayshow.com. Have an enjoyable week, and we'll see you back here next Sunday morning at 11:30. Right here on WWDB Talk 860 AM. And remember, starting December 6th, we're going to be on at 11 o'clock in the morning. And remember always, a house is made with walls and beams. A home is made with love and dreams. Good day, everyone, and have a great week.
I'm not